Hi. Did you know that MKUltra was an illegal mind control research program that the CIA operated between 1953 to 1964? Bullshit still going on. Pardon me. Got to clear my throat. They use high doses of LSD and hypnosis and electroshock sensory deprivation on subjects that had no idea that they were part of the test. It's fucked up. The ultimate goal was to find a way to erase the memory and then control the mind as a tool. Basically, using them as, for just using people for their own personal gain, which I find so fucked up. So isn't it crazy? And then I see people fucking bowing down and licking boots for these fucking people that don't give a flying fuck about you. And people on the left, people on the right, people up your ass, people around you, like, the government doesn't give a flying fuck about you. So why are you going insane, buying all the fucking bullshit that they're telling you, and being such a super fan? For what? They're basically laughing at you. It's a rich man's game. So you're not a part of it. You'll never be a part of their club. It's like, why are you obsessed with me? That's what they're probably thinking. But they're never going to help you. They're lying to you. So they use these tactics back in the day to control people. Who knows if they're doing that now? You think that they would stop? You don't know that. So this is my conspiracy take of the day. So don't believe what you're being told by the government, because they always fucking lie to you. So welcome to an episode of Nevermind Broadcast, and I'm your host, Izzy Smut. So the first band was given to me by Spaghetti Town Records. I've had them on the show before, and I really like them a lot. They're called Mala Vista. They're a New York City 77 punk rock band. They sent me a song, Snub Nose, and it's out of their 38 EP, and they're going on a European tour. Man, I'm so jealous. Every time, you know, there's been in bands where I've always wanted to tour Europe because, you know, I've toured all over the United States, and yeah, that's fine, but I always wanted to tour in Europe. I wish I was a part of something like that. That is so cool, and like, I give them tons of credit because a lot of bands don't even get to that point. A lot of bands don't even tour at all. They stick to what they know, like the local areas, local bars, and then they play there until that they break up. So, like, I give them credit. They're kicking ass, you know, and this record label's kicking ass, too. Like, I really love Spaghetti Town Records. I really love Mala Vista. This song is awesome. So check it out. This is coming out very soon. So it's the Snub Nose by Mala Vista.
Show me all your bodies in your summer.
So that was Snub Nose by Mala Vista. And we're at the next band. They're called Blockage, and the song is called Rude. And I like the bat. I like getting like a little hints of the what the song's about, because sometimes you don't fully get the point, and sometimes you read the lyrics and you're like, wait a minute. But I'm not saying I got the lyrics, but I like getting a little synopsis of what the song's about. So it's inspired by a jerk who once trashed a female band based on the fact that they have aged, which I hate to say it, that's happened so many times where I've seen so many people shitting on women for aging, you know, when guys can do it and they're fine. Like, there's a bunch of like dudes that are in bands that are a lot older and they're still getting so much credit, and then women get shit on because they look older, which is really fucked up. Like, that's such a double standard, and that's not cool, because like a lot of times, like, you know, these women just want to go out and perform their shows and do their things, but no, they have to be, you have to comment on their fucking looks, and that's just bullshit. Like, if they just want to go out there and rock and play their music, it shouldn't have to be about if you want to fuck them or not. And that's, let's just be real, a lot of the times that's what they're going for. If I don't want to fuck you, I don't want to listen to you. That's fucking stupid. So it is rude. So it's basically punk rock gatekeepers and trolls, which there's a fucking lot of trolls out there. Oh my God. Like, there's a lot of miserable. I laugh at trolls because they're so miserable with their lives. Like, they have nothing else to do but to bring others down because they're miserable within themselves. Like, it's a reflection on yourself. I don't care what anybody says. Who goes and spends a ton of time online just trying to trash people in comments and trash people in general? Like, that a miserable person does that. And I love that they're calling it out in this song, because it is bullshit. Like, that, those kinds of behaviors do not belong in punk rock whatsoever. The sexism, the ageism, the fucking gatekeeping, the trolling. Like, that should never be involved in punk. I don't know what it is with these, like, PC warriors now. Like, that's not punk rock to me. If that's all you are, if you're just going to go online and talk shit and you can't do it in front of somebody's face, you're a pussy. You're a giant pussy. And that's the thing. Because back in my day, you get fucking punched in the throat if you talk shit about somebody. Nobody's fucking did that back in the day. Now, I don't care if I'm aging myself, but, like, a lot of times, like, people, you know, love to talk shit online but never do it to somebody's face. It's so cowardly. So cowardly. So I love this band, and they're calling out because it is fucking rude. So this is Rude by Blockage.
Rude, rude, nobody's talking to you. Dude, stop your squawking, no one asked you anyway. Let me tell you something, I say to you, you shut your big mouth off right into your shoe.
Was Rude by Blockage, and this next band are from Pennsylvania. I've had them on the show before. They're called Wealth Gap, and this song is from their self-titled demo, and it's called She's the One. So it was released on Bandcamp, and it's 6 tracks, 11 minutes. It's all you really fucking need for punk rock. That's it. You just say what you gotta say, cut the bullshit, and move on. And that's what I love about this band. So definitely check it out. Check out their self-titled demo on Bandcamp. So it's just Wealth Gap with She's the One. Wealth Gap, which She's the One. And this next band are from Denver, Colorado. They're called White Rose Motor Oil. And they're a two-piece cowpunk garage country band. This is so different. I love that. I love that they managed to put that all into this band. And this song is called Hit in the Face, which, fuck yeah, hit in the face. There's some people I want to hit in the face. And yeah, it's a badass song, and the fact that they're mixing all these genres into this, it's really cool. It's really different. I love bands that just try to go for it and don't try to sound like everybody else, because it gets boring when everybody sounds like each other. And I hate to say it, a lot of when you go travel into different scenes and you try and you find other bands, they're starting to find like they sound similar to each other. So like, I like when the band just says, fuck that, I'm gonna do my own fucking thing and just play my own stuff my way. So I give them tons of credit for that, because a lot of people don't really want to do that or you know what I mean? They tend to gravitate to what everybody else is liking. So I give them credit. So this is White Rose Motor Oil with Hit in the Face.
Wait. know that I might be done listening. You're right there behind me with your pathetic attitude. Your sorry little jokes don't land, you're just a sorry little man. And I'm the one who you're calling rude. Now I don't normally encourage violence. I still think the pen defeats the sword. But listening to you and all your nonsense, I swear to God, if you say one more word, you're gonna get hit in the face. You're gonna get hit in the face. You say that I should know my place. You're gonna get hit in the face. You say that I should know my place. And I do. My place is right here, making sure that you get hit in the face. And you call me a sheep, 'cause I'd rather be woke than fast asleep. You think the world's your oyster, must be why you're so salty. And I swear to God, if you make one more peep, you're gonna get hit in the face. You're gonna get hit in the face. You say that I should know my place. You're gonna get hit in the face. You're gonna get hit in the face. You're gonna get hit in the face. You say that I should know my place. Oh, you're gonna get hit in the face. You say that I should know my place. And it's true. You say that I should know my place. And I do. My place is right.
So that was White Rose Motor Oil with Hit in the Face, and we're at the last song of the episode. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for checking out. So if you have any other ideas, what other episodes I could do, because I did the covers. I might do a Christmas song episode or a holiday song, whatever. And so that might come up in December. But I enjoy you guys' feedback, ideas. And thank you guys for sending songs, for the band sending me music, for the listeners. You guys are awesome. Send me music at izzysmut@gmail.com. Send me the dirty version. Don't send me clean version. Some of y'all send me some, like, clean versions of shit. And I'm like, I don't want that. I want the real shit. I want the shit that is, like, that will say fuck a lot. Because that's what I like to say. You know, you know what I mean? I could tell which people have listened to myself and haven't listened to myself when they ask me, should I send a clean version or a dirty version? Motherfucker, send me the dirty version. I'm not trying to fucking do this show to be fucking famous and everybody else knows me and then I have to, like, reduce myself and, like, censor myself. I'm not going to censor myself. I fucking refuse to do that. So this last band, they're called Robo Specs. They're from the United Kingdom. They're a garage synth punk band. And the song is called Electric. And I'm hoping to get more music from them because they're awesome. And I like that there's this synth punk movement happening. And I think there should be more songs like that. So check it out. This is Robo Specs with Electric. And thank you guys for listening. Blood out.